Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Israel thanks Zimbabwe for the report presented before us today. During the last cycle, Zimbabwe accepted recommendations related to the ratification of the CAT, but it has not done it so far. Moreover, Israel is concerned for the many overdue reports to different human rights monitoring mechanisms. Israel hopes that Zimbabwe will comply soon with these commitments. Mr. Vice President, Israel would like to recommend Zimbabwe the following: to adopt measures to prevent and eradicate violence against women and girls, especially the adoption of legislation, the establishment of more shelters, and the training for judges, prosecutors, and police officers. To improve the protection of children, taking measures to prevent forced and early marriage, and to eliminate child labor. To adopt measures to prevent discrimination and violence based on sexual orientation and gender identity, both by state officials and non-state actors, and to allow the change of gender markers on government-issued documentation. To align domestic legislation with obligations under the CRPD, and to adopt measures to ensure inclusive education and access to public building to people with disabilities. And lastly, to provide training to judges, prosecutors, law enforcement officials, border guards, and social workers in identifying and dealing with victims of trafficking and in the anti-trafficking legislation. I thank you.